I'm Anna Kadmu with UN Youth. The UN's first Youth Climate Summit takes place in New York this Saturday, where participants will include hundreds of young advocates from around the world. One of them is 23-year-old Marie-Claire Graff from Switzerland, where her Sustainability Week initiative aims to turn universities into sustainable role models. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson in Geneva, Ms. Graff explained how she hoped to encourage others to do the same to tackle the climate crisis.
I'm invited today to speak at the press conference to talk about the selection to attend the UN Youth Climate Summit, which will happen Saturday and next week in New York at the headquarters.
In New York at the headquarters, you are one of 100 youth climate activists going to New York. What would your message be to Antonio Guterres when you see him?
I think it's super important that the UN is communicating more, and so we have to increase dialogue, communication with the people outside of the UN.
And what are your plans to make that happen? You've held climate strikes. Are there going to be more of them until you get what you want?
Yes, absolutely. We are not stopping. We will increase our action and we will strike and we will have other projects all around, yeah.
We're speaking in Geneva and there are people arriving with their suitcases and luggage. There's also plenty of cars arriving at the United Nations here in Geneva. What are your thoughts about the carbon footprint of United Nations Geneva?
I think UN Geneva should take a leadership role in when we talk about cars and sustainable mobility and transportation, because Geneva is so packed and so crowded. So it will be a benefit for the planet, for the environment here in the city, but also for people, because if you have like smaller cars or only public transportation, everyone will be much faster. As well, I guess like flying to all the conferences has also like a huge carbon footprint. So we should more and more invest in online participation and make this also like a meaningful way of engagement.
So let's put it into practical terms. What does that mean? What does it mean for people who work at the United Nations in Geneva? How can they make a contribution to reducing their carbon footprint? And what are you going to do when you go to New York? Presumably you can't sail like Greta Thunberg to New York. You haven't got enough time. So what's your contribution going to be?
So I guess for people here, obviously there are a lot of things you can do in your personal life to try to reduce your own carbon footprint. So like less flying, vegetarian or vegan menus and so on, like using the bike and public transportation. But I guess what is like much more important now, because we are in a huge crisis, climate crisis, humanitarian crisis and so on, that we inform ourselves about the crisis and that we also spread this message that there is just no time left to wait. And I guess this is like the most important and pressing issue we have to bring across now to really scale this information and scale solutions and actions. I unfortunately cannot sail to the summit, but I'm doing my offshore sailing license at the moment. I'm going to finish it. Maybe I can sail to the UNFCCC Conference of the Parties, which will happen in Chile. Yeah, this would be amazing.
Well, it certainly would be, and we will have to follow your progress and make sure you stay in contact with UN News if you do so. Maybe you could tell me about the initiative, one of many that you've launched. One, it's called Sustainability Week Switzerland. It's a student action movement and it's the largest in the country promoting climate action. Maybe you could tell me a bit more about it. What does it do? What are the aims?
So we believe in the power of young people and students to be local drivers of change, that we have the power to change, for example, institutions like universities, because we think that they are lighthouses of society and they should actually lead in this crisis because they have all the knowledge to fight the climate crisis, for example. And
how much of a crisis is it for students in Switzerland? I mean, you are a teacher, so you're in touch with children. I know that my kids certainly talk about climate more than I ever did. So are you finding that too?
Yes, absolutely. I guess if we read the reports of the United Nations, for example, it's super worrying, and I'm afraid of the future, of my own future, of the future of the next generation. The impact here is less than in other countries, obviously, but Switzerland, the temperatures are rising double as fast as in other countries. So yes, we are threatened here too.
So what is it that you're going to take to the New York Youth Climate Action Summit? How are you going to perhaps spread good practice? Is there one particular project or initiative or many initiatives that you're going to share?
I will talk about the Sustainability Week International, so we spread the concept we are doing here in Switzerland, empowering young people to be local drivers of action. Internationally, we will launch it as well in New York at the Climate Action Summit, and we hope that we can spread this concept globally as fast as possible, because we have to increase the speed.